Seeger and the Silver Bullet Band. It is 6:49, 36 degrees in West Bend. There's some fog and mist out there. And why is my, there's what I wanted right there. All right. Time for the WIBD Radio Homeroom. Our Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School reporters, Peyton and Bella, are here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Little foggy out there?
Little foggy. Nothing too serious, though. It's been warm out. The snow's melting away.
Yes, no more snow.
It's right. A beautiful sight.
Are you glad to be at the end of winter, maybe?
Oh, for sure.
Well, yeah, we definitely thought maybe, and then we woke up yesterday with 3 inches on the ground.
Right. So, well, you know, it's keep in mind, it is only March.
And it is Wisconsin.
And it is Wisconsin. Now, my grandma said an old saying used to be that it will snow on the robins 3 times. So we saw the first robins. It snowed on them once. So now, according, if you believe that old wives' tale.
If grandma's right, we got two more coming.
We got two more snows coming.
No.
So, well, we'll find out. We'll see. So, what's going on at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School?
We've got our sacred concert coming up. And it's a concert that the band and choir put on. We have it on March 17th at 6:30 in the PAC.
Okay.
Again, another display of all the hard work that they put into all their music. And it's, honestly, our band is, I feel like we take it for granted because it's honestly incredible. When they play for games and all that stuff, it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With a new student teacher coming in, she really just took the flow with it, and you couldn't see any hiccup between transitions.
Oh, great. So okay.
It's pretty good.
What else is happening?
Well, you know I love my sports, Rick, and we are in playoff mode at Kettle Moraine. If you're a fan of basketball or you have nothing going on this Thursday evening, our boys' varsity team plays Brown Deer, hopefully to advance to the semifinal tonight at Waukesha North at 7 o'clock. So if you're interested in coming, please feel free to come out and support the boys. It's a big game for all of them. Brown Deer actually just beat Dominican. Giannis Antetokounmpo's little brother actually plays on that team. So they're normally pretty hyped up and pretty talked about throughout the season. So quite the upset.
Giannis will have time to go and watch some of his brother's games. At this. Although
he has been there.
Yeah,
a couple times this year.
Yeah. So, but
his schedule just opened up too.
Yeah, he opened up pretty wide. Yeah,
NBA.
Yeah,
issues.
The Chargers have had some really good performances from the boys this year.
Yeah, there have been some crazy games, especially like it feels like every year we have like a different big rivalry, and this year it happened to be Plymouth, and they were very very good, and we were very very good, and we actually both games that we played against them went into overtime. And it just feels like every time the boys step out onto the floor, you're in for an exciting evening of basketball.
They really just give it their all.
And they're playing they're playing great basketball at the moment. So.
And Jacob Stoltz breaking records.
Jacob Stoltz is breaking records left and right.
He hit 1,000 points.
Yeah, he hit 1,000 just last game. He became the all-time leading scorer at Kettle Moraine Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
So props to him. I mean,
it's crazy.
He set his goals freshman year, and he's hitting them all right now. So congrats to him.
Yeah, we're all proud of him.
And again, game tonight is against?
Brown Deer,
and it's at Waukesha North.
Waukesha North at 7 o'clock.
7.
All right. Sounds good. You going?
Of course, Rick.
All right. What else is going on at Kettle Moraine Lutheran?
We actually have cheer tryouts coming up next week. They start Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys did really well this year.
Yes, we did. We made history for going to nationals the first time.
Yeah.
In all kind of history, yeah.
And you'll be able to do it one more year, right?
Hopefully with funding, because it is really expensive to go. But if we can get the funds up for it and school lets us, then we'll be able to go again.
All right. Sounds good. What else is going on?
Well, we have a very interesting event coming up at Kettle called Donkey Ball. And we were just discussing how odd this is.
Yes.
They used to do this a lot more back in the 70s. I haven't seen it around for a long time.
It's strange. Essentially, we bring in donkeys and play basketball on the back of a donkey.
Right.
Yep.
So faculty, staff, federation faculty, KML juniors and seniors are all eligible to sign up to come ball out on a donkey.
Now, will Jacob Stoltz's points, if he plays donkey ball, will that count on the
I'm thinking his average is probably going to plummet a little bit on donkey. He's averaging like 22. I'm going to make a bold prediction of 6 points for him on the donkey.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there you go. That's on the 21st?
Yes, at 7 p.m.
All right. What else is going on?
We have our family music fest at Kettle for the science fair also. And that is March 27th, 5 to 9.
All right. What else?
Well, we have our annual dinner and auction Saturday, April 25th, 2020. And we've talked about this before, but like a huge opportunity for Kettle Moraine, for anybody that comes along to kind of mingle with, you know, parents of the school, donors of the school, to really, I guess, get to know who your kids are around, who is all involved in helping Kettle be what Kettle is, you know, because, you know, a lot of the money that we receive for our building projects is pretty much all donations.
Sure.
And so a big opportunity for us to reach out and to meet some generous people who are willing to share their wealth with us. A big opportunity for us. So Saturday, April 25th, dinner and auction.
And the deadline for that is April 8th, registration.
Mm-hmm. $75 a person for the early bird sign-up. That's ending April 1st, and then it turns into $100 after April 1st. And then, of course, the deadline, April 8th.
Okay, cool. What else is happening?
A fair amount. We have a KML DQ week again.
Yes.
Again, it's like
every week.
Yeah, it's almost like an every week thing. Just an opportunity for, I guess, a little bit of money coming back towards Kettle. Go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Quite a few kids work at Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
in
I
Jackson,
feel like
from Kettle too.
Yeah, there are a lot of Kettle kids.
A lot.
That work. So Sunday, March 15th to Saturday, March 21st at Dairy Queen in Jackson. Proceeds. Some of the proceeds that are made will be sent back to Kettle.
All right. So. You guys have no school tomorrow.
No school
no
tomorrow.
School.
So everyone better be at the game.
So, see, yeah, no excuses now.
No excuses.
No excuses. And then spring break coming up in a couple of weeks.
Spring break is coming up in a couple of weeks.
So
the big plans were supposed to be Florida, but this coronavirus is really a pain in the butt, and we weren't willing to take the risk.
Really? So you did end up changing your plans.
Well, I have baseball, and there was a whole thing because with me being a senior. And last year I didn't go on any spring break vacation or anything, and that was my first year on varsity. So it was like fine, and obviously my coach expects a lot more of his seniors to be there for baseball. So that was one of the things that we were considering, and then, of course, with my grandparents coming along, the coronavirus, and we had bought the plane tickets and all that stuff, so we were deciding whether if they were going to drive down or it was a whole thing, but we ended up getting credit for all of our stuff and we'll just postpone.
And you'll go to, you know, Kewaskum or
wherever,
you know.
Play cards in my basement.
So much better.
Yeah, there you go. What about you? Spring break plans, Belle?
No. Staying in Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. How's baseball team look?
It's looking all right. Our schedule could either really hurt us or really help us. It's kind of set up differently, so this year we play pretty much all of our conference teams back-to-back. So, like, we'll play Waupun at Waupun, and then we'll come back the next day and play it at Kettle. So the big opportunity with that is they wouldn't be able to throw their best pitcher both times. Hmm. So we would potentially be able to steal a game from the top teams in our conference.
Oh.
We did, however, have a pretty big injury for us, Brady Herman.
Oh, yeah.
Our sophomore superstar.
He
came down with a pretty bad basketball injury, and he is out for the season, hopefully to be back for playoffs. And that's huge because he's just solid in the infield, used him for pitching, and he hit the ball pretty well last year.
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt us a little bit. But, I mean, besides that, we got a lot of very talented young guys on the team, which is good. Track's always good. They always got something going on.
Yeah, they do.
Spring sports rolling in.
Yep,
exactly.
Soccer.
Girls soccer's coming along. Yep. They've been pretty good. Over my 4 years, they've always been pretty good.
Yeah.
Last year was their big state run. Mm-hmm. So
that hadn't happened.
Hopefully a repeat coming.
But again, the big basketball game tonight.
And, exactly.
Yes.
You want to swing in tomorrow morning? Give me a report.
Sure.
No, you don't. Have, well, you don't have school. You'll be sleeping in.
Well, no, I have to go do a physical for a summer job application that I just put in. So
yeah. You can come in and give a report tomorrow morning if you want.
Sure thing.
Let me know. Send me a text.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I want to thank our Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School student reporters, Peyton and Bella.